Coffee in the morning.
The coffee is on. Now, on with the show.
8:12 on the Moody of the Morning Show. This is Tuesday, June 12, 2018. T-minus like 9 days and counting until summer. And it's time for Living Gracefully. And in the house with us this morning, after a trip to Washington, D.C., welcome back, Todd Dougherty. Good morning.
Thank you, Pat. Good morning.
Oh, and happy birthday, too, by the way.
Thank you.
A couple of days ago now. But, hey, we never want to forget and celebrate with you. Well, let's pick up the conversation here. We've been talking of late about a lot of different things regarding the elder community and the work that your family does at Woodland Terrace and so forth, and the impact that your own family has had and felt with Alzheimer's disease.
Yes. So this month is Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month. So that's typically always in June. So I figure this is a great topic to talk about for this month. I mean, there's Every year, or every time I go into the Alzheimer's Association website, they have more and more resources. So I would highly recommend for any families or anyone curious to learn more, go check out their website. They have a great section for caregivers. There's actually on their list where there's different support groups in your area. You type in your zip code and it shoots out a list of dates and times and where.
Excellent.
There's also, they have a whole discussion board on there. You know, a lot of people don't feel real comfortable going to those group meetings.
Yeah.
And so maybe that first step is going onto their website and getting into the discussion board. And you can do it right from your home, from your computer.
Yep.
So lots.
In the privacy of your own home. You don't have to be.
And maybe that will lead to someone becoming more comfortable going to an actual support group.
Yeah.
But definitely lots and lots of resources for people, for caregivers, for families, for maybe someone who has been diagnosed with Alzheimer's. What I thought we'd talk about today is 10 signs of Alzheimer's.
Okay.
And kind of the importance of early diagnosis.
All right. I hope I pass all these now. Now I'm worried.
Well, so what's great is it gives you the warning sign, and then it tells you what is typical age-related issues.
All right.
So the first one is memory loss that disrupts your daily life.
Mm-hmm.
Typical age-related loss is, we may forget a name, we may forget an appointment. There are many times I'm out somewhere in public and I see someone, I recognize them, but their name is escaping me in the moment.
You just can't pull it out. Yeah.
So that, I think, would be more age-related, not Alzheimer's related. Another one is challenges in planning or solving problems. What is age-related is making occasional errors and balancing a checkbook or something like that.
Sure.
And I think a good example of this actually is one of my dad's habits since I was a little kid was every morning he would get up really early, he would read, he would go running. Typically, if there were dishes to do in the kitchen, he would have done all the dishes. And my mom was noticing that my dad wasn't doing the dishes anymore.
Wasn't doing that.
And so she had said, hey, Don, can you do the dishes while I'm gone? And she'd come home and the dishes weren't done.
Hmm.
And I think it was, to do the dishes, there's multiple steps in that process.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he was having a really hard time comprehending all the different steps. Like, he understood what it meant to do the dishes, but not how to do, a step at a time to actually accomplish the task.
Right.
And those are kind of the things that, those are more of a warning sign that there's something else going on.
Okay. It's not necessarily just laziness.
Correct.
I refuse to do the dishes. Do them yourself.
That may have been a thought for a moment. Another one is difficulty completing familiar tasks at home, at work, or at leisure. Kind of the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not knowing how to record a show on the television, forgetting what buttons are what on the microwave. Those are kind of things that just happen with age. So that's a little different than, tasks around the house.
How about passwords for electronic access?
Ooh,
that drives me nuts.
I have issues with that.
I have issues with that all the time.
Especially when I'm forced to change them for security reasons.
Yes. It's like, no, I was just comfortable with that one.
Another one is confusion with time or place. It's interesting because a couple of weeks ago, my dad was in the hospital. He was having some issues at dancing. And so they had went into the ER, did a whole stroke workup. And I noticed that he was being asked the same question over and over and over again. My mom and I hung out at the hospital this weekend for a moment. She had fallen at my sister's graduation party and hit her head. And it was interesting because, again, they asked her, like everyone that came in the room asked her the same question. And they kept saying to her, we're going to keep asking you the same questions over and over because we're looking for consistent answers.
Okay. So they at least told her that they were asking for a reason. It wasn't just like, you know, you just asked me that like 2 minutes ago.
But one of the biggest questions that was asked, both of my dad was there for the stroke workup and my mom was there, is time and place.
Okay. Where are we and what time is it and things like that, is what you mean?
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because back when my dad had lymphoma growing at the base of his brain and he was in the hospital, he would, you know, he would emphatically tell you it was January 13th and it was 1986. And, you know, it was March and April when he was in the hospital.
Wow.
And he was very, I mean, he
was adamant.
Said it
That's
with
the
conviction.
Time. Yeah,
so, I mean,
yeah.
he was committed to that being what it was.
Wow.
So it's interesting.
So that's a pretty good indicator then that there's something serious going on there. Yeah.
Trouble understanding visual images and spatial relationships. Vision changes are normal as we get older.
Right.
But having more, a big one is depth perception that isn't treatable by going to the doctor with glasses or anything.
Mm-hmm.
New problems with words or speaking or writing. We all sometimes have a trouble finding the right word for what we're trying to say.
Sure.
But when someone is truly stumbling over their words on a consistent basis, it's something to think about. It's something that's very typical of someone who's had a stroke, you know, when it affects your speech. Like my grandmother had a stroke and she would get so frustrated. You know, she had gotten most of her speech back, but she would say that totally wrong word, and she knew in her head what the right word was.
But just couldn't come
up
with it.
But it was coming out totally wrong. So, you know, those are the types of things to be looking for. Now, hers was stroke-related.
Mm-hmm.
But it was her frustration. I mean, I can only imagine what it was. Because, you know, she's trying to say leg, and she keeps saying I or something to that extent.
Yeah,
it was just,
right.
It was very,
just
very interesting.
Transposing, and like, no, that's not, you know. Amazing.
Misplacing things and losing the ability to retrace our steps. Now, we all misplace things.
Sure.
Most of us maintain the ability to at least kind of retrace our steps to the house looking for those keys.
Yeah.
So it's not only misplacing things, it's kind of not having an idea of how to go about trying to find what it is that we've lost.
Okay. Does that include, you know, just literally like you see some people, they'll all of a sudden they're just standing in the middle of the room, just kind of staring off, trying to figure out why did they even come into the room? I mean, yes. I know that's, you know, a thing we hear all the time, but
yeah.
But, you know, if that happens so regularly, then that's a pretty good indicator that there's something serious going on. Eh?
It's interesting, too, because I've noticed with both our residents, I've noticed this somewhat with my dad, is that people will put place in things. Put things in places that don't make sense. So if I typically put my keys on the table when I walk in the door, I'm now putting my keys in the silverware drawer in the kitchen.
Yeah, or the refrigerator, or like, hey, what?
And places that make no sense. So even retracing your steps in a logical fashion isn't going to get you back to where you put your keys because it doesn't make sense where you've put them.
Yeah. Why are the Cheerios in the refrigerator and the milk is in the cupboard? What's going on here?
Yes. Another one is decreased or poor judgment. Sometimes we feel weary of work, family, and social obligations, but the last one is withdrawing from work or social activities. Social activities can get really overwhelming for people who have dementia and Alzheimer's, both because it can be confusing. I think that at least for a period, you understand that something's not right to a certain extent. And we've had these conversations with my dad, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And so going into unfamiliar situations, people that you don't feel comfortable with, it's very overwhelming and scary for people.
Sure, sure. How about embarrassment? Is that part of it too or not? You know, the embarrassment that you know that, you know, maybe you're not fully cognizant of everything that's going on or whatever?
I think that is a part of it. So these are the conversations I wish I could have with people more, but I don't ever want to make someone feel uncomfortable with where they're at. Because I do think it's embarrassment, but I think a huge part of it is knowing that something's not right, but not knowing what that is.
Or,
but knowing that where you're at is very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I know that when especially after my dad had gotten, when he had lymphoma at the base of his brain, and that's kind of when he first realized there were some issues, that's where, you know, he would sleep a lot. And I think that was kind of his answer to
kind
not
of a
knowing
comfort
how
zone.
To deal
just
with
go ahead
everything.
And step into the comfort zone. I'm just going to sleep.
Yep.
And That way I don't have to go someplace. I don't have to talk with anybody.
Yeah. And I think it's really easy for people to do that and to isolate themselves. So I think that's another thing just to be very, very aware of, you know, with friends and those that are around us that may be.
Yeah. Are they seeking isolation as opposed to what they used to be right in pitching, talking with you and having a good fun and conversation and everything else. And all of a sudden they're withdrawing.
Yeah. Yep. So it's very important to pay attention to that.
All right. Very good. Excellent advice, as always, my friend. How can folks get a hold of you if they're interested in availing themselves of the capacity that you bring to the table with Woodland Terrace?
WoodlandTerrace.com. It has all of our campuses on there. We also do now have Facebook pages for each of our campuses. So it's Woodland Terrace, Bridgman, Longmeadow, and Pawpaw Lake.
All righty. Very good. That's Living Gracefully this morning with Todd Dougherty. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Pat.
Have a great day.